This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bulls are off and running, and Dan and Jason Bernstein are here to keep you up to date with the Stampede. You're listening to Organizations Win Championships.
Welcome to Organizations Win Championships and Odyssey Bulls podcast. I'm Dan Bernstein. The box over here, actually here, there.
Nice one. Nice
Thank
one.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm already off to a great start. That's Jason Bernstein. And Jason is going to be co-hosting this Bulls podcast. We're going to aim for twice a week. We're going to do the best we can to stay as updated as we can on everything that the Bulls have going on. So where do you want to start? We've just concluded the 114-107 win over the Utah Jazz at Utah, moving them to 9-11. I'm counting that as a stolen win. In fact, that is not a stolen win in the sense that they were down in the game late, but after that first half and after watching some of the mismatches, I didn't expect them to win. So in my head, it's an unexpected nice road win for them.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was in the second half, they forced Utah to make dumb decisions, especially offensively. They put pressure on the ball, and when that started happening, there was nothing they could do because they are so young. I don't think they've been in the spotlight long enough to be able to make plays in the clutch, and they needed more veteran presence, and I think the absence of Mike Conley was big tonight for Utah, and I think not having that was crucial. And when you look at what Goran Dragic was doing, I think Stacey pointed it out in the game when Utah went on a little run in the middle of the fourth quarter and there was a camera showing Dragic calming the team down. It didn't seem like Utah had any of that when Chicago made any sort of a run. So I think taking advantage of that was huge in the win tonight.
Man, Caruso on Markkanen, it took him long enough to do that. But you forget that Caruso, whatever position you want to say he plays, whether he's a point guard, a two guard, I mean, whatever you want to put on that, that he doesn't care. Like he can, whether it's the post or especially on the perimeter, when a post player like Markkanen has made his impact in that game as a perimeter player, there is no reason not to put Caruso on him. And he is just, he's so valuable to so much of what the Bulls do, especially with Lonzo out, man.
I was just going to mention that. Right? Lonzo being out forces Caruso to do so much more. And I think it puts some pressure on Io to do some of that stuff as well. But
he was terrible.
He did not have a great game tonight. He scored 6 of their first 8, but he finished with 8 points and he got blocked late. And he had that horrible take at the end where he had a wide open layup and didn't even touch rim. So I think that what Caruso can do so well is say his hands and feet are so strong. And he has such a strong base to the point where he's not a big guy for the NBA, but he can guard guys that are that big, especially if they are playing on the perimeter.
Yeah, he plays up defensively, yes. Positionally, no question. And I'm still not sure about Zach. I know he hit some shots. And I know he looked a little more spry later. I know we're probably, however you want to do this, if you want to do like what you liked first and what you didn't like later, because this was a weird game. It was a weird game because the first half, my column of dislikes was so much longer. And it's going to be an ongoing problem with teams that have this kind of depth shooting, no matter what unit is on the floor, when you have to account for those corners and you have to account for those kickouts, they got caught ball watching.
Every time, it's
been a problem all year that they get drawn in too deep, and then you can see the eyes roll when that ball kicks out and the three's open, and they know that any closeout is going to be out of control. But it got better later because I thought they denied some of the penetration that created
a little bit
those draw-ins later in the game, and they just were pawing at the basketball. They got the deflections. Billy's always talking about deflections. Knocking balls away from a young team like this, you could see them get a little bit demoralized. When how many times did they get help steals tonight?
Even Drummond had one, and then Patrick had it. Everybody came in late, and they were just able to get hands into the passing lane. And I think part of that is also Utah being young and not realizing where people are going to come from, and not knowing that this a better team is going to make some adjustments. And I think that that's what's so crucial about what Billy what Billy is preaching, is they need to make adjustments. And I think he in the second half, he did a great job of that.
You know, what's funny is every time we watch games, every time, like the Bulls are a veteran team, and you know, we watch them more than any other team, obviously, but it seems like no matter who they play, when they play against one of these young teams, what do we say? Like, we spend the whole time like, they just have the other team.
They just have dudes,
right? They have this guy,
NBA player,
right? 3-point field goal, NBA player. You probably never heard of. Well, you've heard of, and it's usually somebody I've never heard of. And then you say, "What do you mean you never heard of him? He's been in the league 6 years. Where'd he go? Kentucky? Okay."
I mean, I think he was referencing Jared Vanderbilt right there.
It's every game. It's not just Jared Vanderbilt. It's
well, you said Kentucky, and you asked me where he went today.
Kentucky. It's always one of those. How do you know? Where do you play? Wichita State. You should know that. No, I shouldn't. Fine. You should know that. It's your job to know that crap. So
no.
This was one of those teams, and you know, missing a point guard, and they're
fast.
Yeah, they're fast. And Sexton is fast. I'm not sure he has any idea what he's doing.
No.
And I can actually see why Cleveland kind of made their call on that one and made the right call.
Cleveland is at a point now where they're trying to win now. And that Donovan Mitchell, Larry Markin, Colin Sexton saga trade, whatever you want to call it, because of all the drama that was happening, they're in a position to win it all. And the thing with Sexton is that he's young. He's been in the league a few years, but he plays like he's inexperienced. And I think that when you why are you smiling like that?
Because of what Rick just put in the chat. By the way, I haven't even mentioned that Rick Camp, we're lucky, very, very lucky, really lucky. We have outkicked our coverage in having a veteran NBA expert, Rick Camp, as the producer of Organizations Win Championships of the OWC pod. he just typed in, it's late, I'm punchy. He typed in THT is a fat.
He can move though.
But at first I thought that was like a chemical equation. It was like, wait, is it THC or CBD? Is
it THC? It would have like a TH exponential 3T.
Right, exactly. Is a fat. Like, I don't know, it's a lipid that is like an alkalase or something. But no, Talen Horton Tucker has now been declared by half of the I'm Fat podcast. He can say it. We can't. He also is on
Very nice.
No, it's not. But Rick can say it. Talen Horton Tucker, Chicago's own, by the way, from right up here, Western Avenue, right? Didn't he go to grade school? Right.
Yeah, it's Saint something, and they're the Broncos.
Yeah, the Saint something Broncos.
Yes.
Whoever Saint something, the patron saint of something, I believe.
The Equanimous Saint Brown School.
Saint something. And he went there. He's on the list of guys who just look way older than they are. Because
Javon Carter.
Yes. Javon Carter, I would say Anthony.
Number one.
Anthony Gill on Washington.
He's got to be old. He looks like he's been in Europe forever.
How do you look like you've been in Europe? What are you like wearing a beret? He just looks like it.
Hold on. Let's just see how old Anthony Gill
how does
is.
Does someone look like they've been in Europe?
Anthony Gill is 30.
Oh, well, he looks like he's 40, but he's still on the list.
Okay.
I think he is.
He looks old because he's 30. THT is, you know, 25.
He isn't old.
Well, for the NBA, it's not young.
Yeah, the Greg Oden All-Stars. Yeah, yeah. Greg Oden was one of the college guys that looked like he was 106. And now I think actually is. I don't know. Although I heard there was a really interesting interview with Greg Oden, but neither here nor there. It's a hell of a win for the Bulls.
Yeah.
So they're 9-11. And now they've won 2 of 3 to start the road trip. So you had the really good win at Milwaukee. Maybe their best win of the year. There's either one of the Celtics.
Yeah, or Boston. Yeah.
Either one of those.
That Milwaukee win, that was satisfying, especially when Vooch hit, you know, Kobe White and Vooch, that combination where they just, when they were just bombing threes at the end. And I called Vucevic hitting that.
Yeah,
when he called some tonight too.
You remember the ones you got right.
I did say he would make one tonight, but he didn't. But I said that in somewhere in the first or second quarter of that Milwaukee game, I said Vucevic is going to make a three when it matters. And he hit two. And both of them were nothing but net. And that gave me an ego boost. That felt good.
Like you need one.
I do. I always.
I know. You crave it so much.
You're literally Dan Bernstein. I think you've had a few of them. I think you need them. I think you crave them too.
Are you saying I'm needy?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, sure. On my list of notes, Kobe White matters.
Yeah.
I mean, Caruso obviously is he is indispensable for what he does. Caruso, he only made one field goal in the game, but he finished a plus 11 when he was out there on the floor. But I'm telling you, Kobe White's quickness, Kobe White in 22 minutes finished with 15 points. And it just his athleticism and quickness, he's a guy who can match with these dudes that other teams have.
Especially if
Zach is going to lack athleticism, which he does, if Zach isn't going to be one of their most athletic players, they need Kobe to be this explosive.
Has he played himself off the trade blocks? Early in the season, even last year, it's just been Kobe White is on the trade block or the Bulls are exploring trade possibilities for Kobe White. I mean, and we were even talking about it last year. I remember saying that, oh, they should get rid of him because Iowa's been playing so well. And has he gotten to a point where, especially with Lonzo out, when they need good guard play, has he played himself to a point where he's too valuable for them to give him up?
Well, it's a moot point now because Lonzo's not here and they obviously need as much guard help as they can. What happened last year, I think, is we got so intoxicated by the precociousness of Io.
Yeah.
It was so unexpected, and he was so trustworthy and was handling these defensive assignments that for all that Io does well, Kobe's better at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Kobe's a better shooter.
Better ball handler.
He's quicker. Well, he still has a left hand.
He has a left hand that he can use. If he needs it. Io can't dribble to his left or with his left or finish with his left, as shown by the missed layup that didn't touch the rim when he went up on the left side with his right hand and completely missed it. I think the ghost of Rudy Gobert was standing there as that happened, and then the ball was just like rejected itself and it just like flung off the backboard.
Was that Olynyk that packed him late?
Yeah, I think it was Olynyk. That was funny.
Olynyk is on my all annoying to watch team.
I disagree.
You disagree that he's annoying?
I don't. He just looks weird. I don't think he's annoying.
That's part of it.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't think it's not like James Harden where
I respect
Harden as a player, but it's very hard to watch sometimes, especially when he was in Houston. But I see Kelly. I don't think Kelly Olynyk is just ugh. I don't get that with him. He shoots threes. He gets rebounds. He does complain a lot, and he does look like a Sasquatch. But
I think this is a false question that is being asked graphically. Kelly Olynyk annoying or weird? I don't think the two are mutually exclusive.
I don't think they're necessarily mutually exclusive. But I personally don't. He's weird, but I don't find him annoying.
Okay. He also had a fantastic second half. And we thought it was going to be the Lowry Markkanen game. What do you have, 23 in the first? Is that right?
He had 24 in the first. I think he finished with 32. Let me double check.
Because
he finished with 32. He actually finished with a minus 3.
Well, he can't guard. He can guard a
four or a five. He just can't guard anyone that's smaller than 7 feet tall.
Yeah, there were a couple of moments that this was the watershed moments when you watch enough of these games, and they were obvious tonight. It was the flagrant foul at 6:14 of the third, and the Bulls were up 76-73. They ended up closing that quarter with an 18-7 run after that. And it was 90-82 at 10:44. There was the challenge, and then that was denied. You had the clear path foul, and at all these moments, the Bulls held themselves together. And I think it's probably a young team in Utah, a young coach, and the Bulls' veteran experience mattered in this game tonight, I thought, because their age and their lack of athleticism has been a hindrance in some of these other games when you get these hot shot live wire players. But I think some of their old grittiness helped them stave off a loss.
Yeah, I also think that's a blessing and a curse, because you look at the age and the experience. They can't run. They can't. I mean, Utah's running circles in the first half. They adjusted well in the second.
They actually literally ran a play called circles. Yes. Remember when I pointed out that Clarkson
had a dunk or something. But I think it helped. The veteran presence helps them beat better teams. But when you face a team, this was a good win, but when you face a team like Oklahoma City and you lose that game, part of that is because everyone on that team, like, you were like, who the hell is Trey Mann? And, he's a point guard that went to Florida. He was a first round pick. But
I probably literally said, who the hell is Trey Mann?
But
you said, well, you don't know who Trey Mann is?
But they're fast. I mean, Oklahoma City is fast, and all these young teams that they've lost to are fast. And then, I mean, Milwaukee isn't slow, but they do have a lot of old guys. Brooke Lopez can't move. Wes Matthews is good, but he can't really move. Even Boston, like, Al Horford is a statue.
They match up okay against Boston. If I had to pick one team
without Robert Williams.
Yeah, good point, because Time Lord changes the matchups. If I had to pick one team in the East, I think even with Robert Williams, that if the Bulls were going to upset somebody in a playoff series, it would more likely be the Celtics.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think Patrick Williams is also really he's tough for Tatum, just because Tatum can do a lot of things with the ball. But Patrick is an on-ball defender. Off-ball, it's hit or miss. Sometimes he just loses focus and then his guy runs right by him. But he's good against Tatum. They're very, very similar bodies. And doesn't seem like Tatum sees many guys that are Patrick's size but can move side to side defensively the way he can. And Tatum's game is so side to side. Like, he is one of the best side steps in the league, and he creates so much separation with that. But Patrick is so long and is laterally quick to the point where he can eliminate some of that, which is why it didn't seem like Tatum was really, he didn't have an A-plus game against the Bulls, nor did he in the first win of the season when they played each other at the United Center.
Patrick Williams mostly bad in this one tonight. One of four, made one of his 2 3-pointers, and it was weird. Too. Yeah, because it looked like it was sort of out of phase when he took it. He did finish with 5 rebounds. He had 2 turnovers.
He had that steal that led to the clear path foul, though. That was a big moment, because that was a 4-point swing after he hit the free throws, and then there was an offensive rebound. DeMar had that crazy spin to his left, and then he had a bank shot.
Right. But why can't Patrick Williams be a fast guy? Because when you see him at full gallop,
he was moving today. Sometimes it was better.
It's always sometimes.
Yeah.
It's always sometimes.
Is he?
But that's what they need. He, like I said,
does he run out of breath quickly or something? Is there something where he just can't keep his energy level up? Or
he's not a Laker. He's
wow. Okay.
Yeah, but you're
that's a bit much.
Did you see them early in the year? They were all just like sucking wind all the time.
I think LeBron rolled his ankle tonight. I don't know how that turned out, but that's not good for them.
Your guy Javonte Green, we should disclose that you have an unnatural Javonte Green attachment.
I love Javonte Green because he's Javonte Green. I don't know if there's a better saying that has ever been created than five Javonte Greens. You don't think he's good.
He's not. He's fun. He's exciting.
I don't care if you say he's only good because he thinks he is, when in actuality he's bad. I think he's good because regardless of half of it is hustle and what Ryan Arcidiacono used to do for Jim Boylan. Don't interrupt me. What I was going to say is, Javonte Green to Billy Donovan is what Jim Boylan thought Ryan Arcidiacono was.
All right, I'm going to have to chew on that one, because that's
It's hustle, dude. It's hustle, dude. But Javonte Green
But Jim Boylan thought Arcidiacono was Bob Cousy.
I think he has a job. I think he's on the Knicks right now.
I thought Boylan had a job.
Oh.
No, you see Arcidiacono?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Arcidiacono has a job.
Okay, well, that's okay.
He's on the Knicks. I don't know if he's probably fluctuating between the G League, but
we need to make a rule on the show, Rick. I think you may need to write this.
Boylan?
Yeah, just Boylan.
Jim Boylan is still fired.
Yes, that's my mantra. I can actually tone that to myself to get to sleep at night.
We can talk about how Lowry has been de-boylinated a little bit.
That's clear. And he's so much better in a system like this where they do a lot of four out. It's weird. They had it was Markkanen's first half and it was Olynyk's second half. And they're like the worst wrestling tag team of all time. I don't know what they call themselves, but I don't know enough about pro wrestling, but I know you'd see them and think that that's probably a dub if they're coming in. But you had Markkanen's first half, you had Olynyk's second half. And Markkanen, we always make jokes like free so-and-so. He has been freed.
Yeah.
Like he really looks comfortable and confident, and he moving off the cutting off the ball toward the basket. He's got guys who look for him. I'm happy for him.
Yeah, it looks like when you just see highlights of, this is going to be a stretch, but when you see these highlights of like Lonzo Ball in high school and he's just dribbling everywhere and doing whatever the hell he wants to do.
They all look like that in high school. They're NBA players.
I know, but that's what it seems. But it seems like even though he's playing in a system, because Lowry was so locked down in that system with Boylan, and even I feel like Bickerstaff in Cleveland, he wasn't allowed to do too much. He's been given rein to just do whatever he wants, because he can go into the post. He can handle the ball a little bit. He can shoot it. And I think because he is talented. I mean, he was the 7th overall pick, but he is talented and he is athletic. And I think when he has that sort of slack to be able to, you know, try to do what he wants to do and create his own shot and experiment a little bit, especially on a team that's supposed to be rebuilding, it's kind of interesting. Whatever state they're in is very interesting. But
Utah, they're in Utah.
Oh, I know that. I'm saying whatever.
Utah Jazz.
This is what it's like to have Dan Bernstein as a father.
Like, it's way worse than this. Trust me. This is like the highlight of it. But yeah, it's not a very interesting state that they're in. I've been there, and it's.
It was a full arena.
What else are you gonna do? I've been there, and given the choice between going to an NBA game and pretty much anything else, that's kind of what you do.
Yeah, yeah.
Confirmation: yes, Ryan Arcidiacono is a Knick. I would never have known that.
That's
ever,
because you're just not in touch with the NBA at all. You're just not. You don't. You're terrible at gathering news.
What do you mean I'm terrible at gathering news?
Let me rephrase. You're terrible at keeping up to date with NBA news about bums.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that.
Yeah, you should be sorry. You should be sorry. it's like the punters are people too. Bums are people too.
This is why your attraction to Javonte is so unnatural.
He's not a bum.
No,
he's not a bum.
No, but he
can. Bums can. Oh, some bums can jump. White bums can jump.
No, that's got to be an offshoot podcast. Some bums can jump.
No, it would be like Will Ferrell had his own movie, but it'd be like a sequel or some sort of rip off of White Men Can't Jump. And it'd be someone like John Heater trying to play basketball. Yeah. That'd be pretty funny. I'd watch that.
I realize that Javonte is your Ivan Calderon. That's what it is. That my sort of irrational.
Well, he also stood on a scoreboard and caught a baseball.
It was more than that. That he did stuff that other guys didn't do because he was imbued with an ancient and timeless power from some amulets and horcruxes.
You think Javonte Green is an ancient and timeless power?
Not like Yvonne.
Why not?
Because I just don't.
Unfair. If they're the same thing, I think they're blessed by this ancient power the same way.
Oh, you think so? You think they spring from the same?
Yeah, I think they're cousins. I think they're ancient cousins. I think they're distant relatives in the religion of like semi-good pro athletes.
Yeah, spiritual sports cousins. Okay, next game, Bulls are at Phoenix Wednesday night. Chris Paul is or isn't hurt?
He has a heel injury. He was out last game. I don't know if his status is up in the air.
I know he's
that changes everything.
He is still out. Okay. Rick Camp says CP3 is still out. And we know Cam Johnson is out.
And Jay Crowder. Jay Crowder's hurt. I don't know if he's played all year.
No, I don't think he's played all year. I think he's out.
But, I mean, that's two dudes. I mean, if we consider that, more like one. Those are guys that make threes. Those are guys like Kevin Huerter. Not the same, because Kevin Herter's just been campaign revenge game. Played the Bulls since he's had to have played the Bulls since he's gotten traded. He's probably had 9 points on 2 of 9 shooting. I mean,
when I'm looking at teams that match up against the Bulls now,
Payne, Booker, Bridges, Craig, and Ayton.
Okay, yeah, Ayton's a problem.
Ayton's a problem.
Depth Booker shooting.
Who are Shamit, Damian Lee.
I have absolutely no idea who Damian Lee is.
He was on the Warriors last year. I'm pretty sure he's married to Steph Curry's sister.
What?
Or half sister. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe he's half married to his sister.
Oh, how's that possible?
So the starters are Payne, Booker, Bridges,
Torrey Craig,
and Ayton.
Yeah.
And my worry in this game is they've got enough depth shooting and that they can really defend. But with those injuries, I wouldn't say the Bulls have. I mean, they're probably going to get clapped.
Okay, how much better of an offensive player is Devin Booker than Zach LaVine?
Oh, right now, immeasurably better.
I feel the same way, and I think that a lot of Bulls fans don't think that.
Zach's finishes are weird now. I know he had the one alley-oop dunk, but it looks like he's really deciding, this is my jumping time.
His finishes are,
they're below the rim. There's something weird.
His reload time is really long. And has he always jumped off of 2 feet in order to be able to lift? Because I feel like you look at the dunk contest stuff and what he used to be able to do, I think so much of it came off of 1 foot. In one Zach LaVine dunk, I haven't seen a powerful one in a long time that's been off of 1 foot. And I think that he's not given the time when he's, when he used to just drive through people and dunk on them, I think he doesn't have the time to gather both of his feet and try to dunk it. So he's relying on using that 1 foot just to be able to get a tiny bit of separation, push off or go up and under. And it's just not good. And then you look at Devin Booker and then he's just better. He's just better.
Some of Zach's finishes almost, if you squint, look like DeMar finishes.
Yeah, sometimes DeMar kind of fades and flails. Zach doesn't sell anything. I was just going to say, if Zach is turning into this, DeMar can jump a little bit, but he also he chooses his moments and he picks his spots. When you look at LaVine, if he's going to be like this, where he's always falling away or having some weak layup with the wrong hand on the wrong side of the backboard. He might have to learn how to sell it or get a fake and get a little bit of contact on the elbow and take 3 minutes to get off of the floor and get back on defense.
What are you describing? You know what you're describing?
I know I'm describing DeMar DeRozan. But
or an old guy.
Yeah.
Not a guy you just paid $215 million.
How old is he? 27 or 28?
You're describing a crafty old guy. Now, we need to unveil our end of show segment. We are going to do this every week. And the reason we're going to do this is because Dingus over here.
You pointed in the wrong direction.
I'm going to get it right.
Think about it this way. Think about it. You can see the microphone in your frame, and I am closer to your mic, and I'm the side. If you point toward your microphone, you're pointing toward me. So I would have to point the opposite direction to get to you because my microphone is on this side. So I'd have to point the opposite of my microphone to get to you.
That's why they pay you the big bucks. Thank you.
Appreciate it.
This guy, I did it again. This guy.
You
thinks imbecile. He knows where every NBA, every current NBA player
close
went to college.
Close to it.
Close to what?
Close to every, I think. I don't think I can guess.
So at the end of every show, and I've not told him this. This is not a gimmick. Every show, I'm going to write down three NBA players, and I'm not going to do. Not everyone is a stumper. Not everyone is.
You have told me this. I have three
now. Right. So yeah. I've got three current,
and then I have three former NBA players somewhere in the range of 80s to early 2000s. That's about the range I'm going for because he's old and he's not up to date with the current NBA players.
So you're going to do vintage. You're going to give me three vintage and I'm going to give you three current and we're going to keep a running score of this.
Okay.
As long as the OWC pod is going. All right.
And this is called the OWC College Showdown, I believe.
Yeah. The OWC College Showdown. Do you want to do this like a hockey shootout where we take turns or do you want to do three and three?
I really don't care.
All right. Well, then I'm going to fire away with yours.
Okay.
All right. We are going to start the first OWC College Showdown with Atlanta forward Justin Holiday.
Justin Holiday went to Washington.
Correct. Next, Miami guard Gabe Vincent.
He went to UCSB, California, Santa Barbara.
Yes, that's two. Biatch. Finally, Portland forward Keon Johnson.
Tennessee, right?
Damn it.
Let's go.
Yes. Okay. All right. I have no idea who you picked. Now, you can't go to 1981 and find some.
All right, no, I didn't do any bums. I didn't do any bums. All right.
First up, probably my roommates of the CBA.
First up, former Laker AC Green.
Oh, that's a great one. AC Green, famous for being celibate, and while everything was going on around him with the Lakers, he
stopped buying time. What college did he go to?
I have no idea.
He went to Oregon State.
Great. Good for him.
Okay.
He was, I forget it.
Second, former Atlanta Hawks guard Mookie Blaylock.
Oklahoma.
Yep.
Oklahoma.
All right.
Oklahoma. It's Wedgie Fever.
Fruit of the Loom, Bill.
All right.
Third, former Denver Nuggets guard, Fat Lever.
Lafayette Fat Lever. Damn it. Fat Lever. Lafayette Lever went to. These are good names.
I told you, I wouldn't pick any bums.
No, he was good. Yeah. He was on those teams were so much fun.
Was it English and.
Yeah, Kiki Vandeweghe.
And Issel.
No, Issel was gone by then.
You're sure?
Kentucky for Issel, by the way. Vandeweghe, UCLA.
Kiki Vandeweghe.
I don't know where Fat Lever went.
He went to Arizona State.
All right. nicely done. You win. You win the first
round. 1-for-3.
Yeah, you win. You were 3-for-3. I was 1-for-3. That has been the first edition of the Organizations Win Championships College Showdown. Nice job.
Thanks.
You're fun.
33.3% for you. Nice. That's pretty good. Not really, but it kind of sucked. You kind of
suck. Okay. Right. I'll just don't bring back Lafayette Lever. Like, if you do it like 3 shows from now, I'm going to forget that he went to Arizona State. That's the thing. Like,
all right. Not, then noted.
You'd retain that is the difference. I wouldn't retain it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to do it. That is the very first episode of Organizations Win Championships and Odyssey Bulls podcasts. And you can find it wherever you get your podcast: Apple, Spotify, Odyssey, Stitcher, Audible. It's there. So subscribe and enjoy. And we're going to have a terrific time here. Now, you, young man, need to go to bed because you have school. So
I do have school.
So say goodnight, Gracie.
Good night, guys.
That's not the bit. It's an old Burns and Allen bit.
How the hell am I supposed to know? Because I'm not old.
Yeah, I'm not even that old. That's
You're
like,
pretty old.
That's old.
You're pretty old.
That's the George Burns radio show. That's super old.
Clearly, you're old enough to know it, so you are that old.
Fine, whatever. Well, that's the show. Thanks so much to our producer, Rick Camp, and we'll get you next time.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!